The PRO for the ECG Accra West, Eric Asante, has been explaining the mechanism by which any ECG vendor can accuse customers for owing. He told Radio Ghana that customers with such problems should either deal with the supervisor of their vendors or report to the district manager of the ECG for redress.
I am at a loss to the reasons being given for the fact that you are owing. They should be very explicit and be able to explain to you why you are owing. If you are a prepaid customer, the only instance that you can owe ECG is that when the postpaid meter was being taken off, there are some debts that are inherent in the postpaid meter which are carried over or transported onto prepaid meter and are scheduled within a period of some months, let's say, depending on the quantum of amount being owed. Then we slap it on the prepaid meter.
But this is not the case.
Yes, once that is not the case, the second scenario may be that when the meter fails to trip or the breaker fails to go off after you have exhausted your 2 cedis razor and you continue using the supply, which is due to no fault of the customer. When this happens, when we detect, we have to change the breaker. So that any time you exhaust your 2 cedis razor, the breaker should be able to trip the meter. Then you'd go and load and recharge. But if it continues giving you supply, what it means is that you would run into negatives. Because once you exhaust your credit and you continue using supply, what happens is that customers would have a field day. They would enjoy the supply because it is due to no fault of theirs. But when we, at a point in time, the system detects it and the meter goes off, what happens is that when you come to buy, once you have crossed or exhausted your unit and you continue using supply, your units would be showing negative because now you have no supply, but you have used some amount of energy. And that one, when you come to buy, definitely you will be told that this is the amount. And if all these two scenarios are not what is actually happening, then there is a problem. You need to report to the district office. If you are not happy or content with the explanation being given to you by the customer relations assistant or those in the customer service center, please ask of the man in charge of the district, who is the district manager, and receive a better explanation. He will be in the better position and a competent person to be able to explain if all the scenarios are operated are not those that were given.
On connection of electricity to new premises, Mr. Asante asked landlords to contact the nearest ECG office or risk arrest and prosecution for illegal connection.
Yes, let me be quick and say that this has been our procedure all along. The issue here is that the intensity of the procedures to our valid customers has not been forthcoming. And I think we are taking the bull by the horn and making sure that these procedures are emphasized, are well entrenched within the customers. We make sure we let them know these are the procedures you have to follow. People have acquired meters which were not duly followed with procedures. They go to our crew boys, we find around and they pay even exorbitant amount of money for this maintenance fee and other labor costs for the installation of meters. A separate meter that costs just 82 Ghana cedis, 25%. Customers would end up paying about 300 Ghana cedis. We have over the years arrested some of these people, but you cannot totally eradicate this menace within the society. That's why we are going ahead to put this notice within the public domain so that the public will be aware that when you come to our office, you just need a separate meter. There is supply already in the house. You just need a receipt of the old meter. You should consume just above 200 or more units, which I know most people who apply for separate meters qualify for. And just add an ID card of the person whose name is on the receipt. If you don't get that person, most households have landlords who are not staying there. Some of them have traveled. Some of them are even not alive. If you have even your own ID card, you can add it or the caretaker of that place and let us know that something to certify that this is the caretaker or you are the one applying for that an ID card. Then you are good to go. You are good to have your separate meter. If it's a new service connection where you need, it's a house where there is no supply, you need a site plan, and the person whose name is on the site plan, we just have to add his or her ID card. Then we process this for you. And we would not take more than whatever you should be issued with a receipt from an ECD where the cashier will take your money and issue you with a receipt. Anything apart from this is not legal. It means that you are just putting money away or just throwing money away. And when we come around, that is why we have given the people the opportunity to come around. All those who have been given this illegal meters and who didn't pass through the correct procedure, if you come forward, there will not be any fine, as we have said, and we will regularize it for you, and you will be a legal customer of it.
You are aware of the kind of illegal connections that are going on. How is ECG treating the issue all over the country?
Yes. We have already indicated beginning of this year, the Deputy Minister of Power led the task force and inaugurated it. We have set up a task force within the whole of our regional operational areas where people have been employed specifically to go around and unravel such illegalities within our customer operational areas. And this is something that we are doing. We want to make sure we are on top of the job. So these are some of the strategies we are adopting. We will not tell you when we'll be coming into your vicinity or within your community, but these people have been inaugurated, the committee has been inaugurated, the tax force has been inaugurated, and they are going around. And ECG is leaving no stone unturned. We are making sure all these corporates or people who have illegally connected supply will be nipped in the bud.